Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, goober.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Bleach Boys. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys, and a track we have played before, but not in that form, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was Stealth Bomber, which was available now, I think. Was that available on... I think that was available on a five-track CD originally called Taking the O Out of Country, if I'm not mistaken. I'm happy to be wrong there, but... this version has just been done in their Bleach Boys home area, Tony.
Right.
Where they went in to check out a new studio to see how they would sound in this new studio. And they re-recorded a track that had originally been done by the first lead singer, the main lead singer. I say main lead singers, like the first long-term lead singer, Simon, who sadly died just over a year ago. And... they re-recorded it with Matty singing it, and I think they've done a brilliant job, and the recording sounds great, and I can only hope this means it's going to lead to new material coming up very shortly.
Excellent.
Thing is, Dave, What is the Bleach Boys website?
Thebleachboys.co.uk.
It's bleachboys.co.uk, Tony.
Is it?
Yeah, I know.
No hell.
Yeah, it's bleachboys.co.uk. Paulie, B and Internet, 1, Tony, 0. And that's the thing about the Bleach Boys. A lot of bands start with the, innit?
Yeah,
it's always a bit confusing, but they are the Bleach Boys. But the website is bleachboys.co.uk, and you can find out all about them on there and the other things that they have on sale. And they've got quite a lot of merch at present, so do check them out. And they have been gigging quite a lot as well.
Good band,
yeah, which is good. Now it's our 600th show, Tony.
Happy birthday!
It is, and for the 600th show, I thought we'd do something really special and have a look back over the last 600 shows at all the highlights and incorporate clips and highlights and all the best music we played over the last nearly 11 years on the show. But unfortunately, I didn't get out of it. So it's normal.
Right. Nearly 12 years. By the way.
And as has been true recently, this is a section when I like to read out one of your jokes or poems, and we haven't got one. So if you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Now, I am perfectly capable of getting jokes myself, and should have done for this week, it being the 600th, particularly as later on in the show, I'll be telling you about something that I did the night before we've recorded this show, which came as quite a surprise to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to play you two songs in a row, Tony.
All right, okay.
So stay tuned for... the first track on a fantastic new album from Bob Wayne. That's right, we're going to be playing a little bit of country, Tony.
Oh, lovely.
This week's show. But first up, a band, we played one track off their latest album. Now, the latest album, I think, is called Return of Obermann. And the band are the Masonics. Based from both Rochester and London, so Kent and London, and it's a fantastic album. It's got a real nice 60s garagey feel to it, and they do describe themselves as the best garage punk band since the Milkshakes, and it's hard to argue with that. I mean, wow. There's a hell of a lot of really brilliant garage punk bands out there, but I'll say garage punk, garage rock and roll more really. I'd say they're slightly more melodic than your average punk band. But they are absolutely brilliant, Tony. And you can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/TheMasonics?
It is. It's Tony One, poorly being in the internet one. This came via Dirty Water Records, by the way, who've been great servants for us down the years, as we have them. This is You're a Stranger.
Cramp.
Did I get fucked up? Did I crash the truck? Did I smoke a little dope? A little too much? Hell yeah! Did I get fucked up? Did I crash my truck? Hell yeah. Did I piss my pants in a wet romance? Did I do a little dance and she kicked my ass? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did I piss my pants in a wet romance? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck did I do? Where the fuck did I go wrong? How the fuck did I end up in this little bitty thong? Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss. Show. Did I puke my guts up on the floor? Did I piss my pants in a wet romance? And I do a little dance and she kicked my ass? Did I get fucked up? Did I crash the truck? Did I smoke a little dope? A little too much? Did I go insane? Did I call you names? Did I get buck naked in the pouring rain? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Did I get fucked up? Did I crash the truck? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Did I go insane? Did I call you names? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Did I break my nose? Did I miss the show? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
What the fuck did I do? Where the fuck did I go wrong? How the fuck did I end up in this little bitty thong? Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss. This little bitty thong. Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sorry if I'm chuckling a bit here, but that track, it just really, really makes me laugh, and it's brilliant and catchy and excellent, and it's everything Punky Radio is all about, really, with lots and lots of swear words in it. That was Bob Wayne and a track called Hell Yeah. Bob Wayne, Tony, now he says he's from Seattle / Nashville, so I like to think Bob Wayne was probably from Seattle but moved to Nashville. Would that be an idea?
Could be.
It'd be an idea, wouldn't it? Anyway, Bob Wayne is embarking on, or is already on, a quite huge European tour to market and advertise the new album that's out right now, which is brilliant. And I don't really want to say much more about it other than we will be playing more tracks in future weeks, because if you're going to play country, it might as well be something like that, something a bit more than that, if you like. And that is, what is Bob Wayne's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bob Wayne Official.
Get in there, Tony. Yes, it is. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. I'm sorry, I'm just chuckling about that song. Speaking of Facebook, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, so what do you got?
So thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do drop by and leave us a comment. Facebook.com/Punky Radio or just search Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment, and do get in touch. So I've got two this week. Both of them, happy birthday greetings.
Oh, very nice.
Fred's been in touch. Frederick Johnson.
I miss Fred.
It's been a long time.
If I get any chance to go back to Sweden, I'm going to go and see that guy.
Taking some minty freshness.
I will take him some minty freshness, Tony. Well remembered.
He says, happy 600, P&T. Here's to at least another 400.
Yeah, let's not really...
No, I mean, that would be that. 8 years, so maybe not A.
One of us will be dead by then.
Almost certainly.
I hope so, anyway.
But thanks, Fred.
Yeah, cheers, man.
And Jen Glenn Quizen's been in touch.
Oh, hello. But which one was it, Tony?
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? I don't know.
I'll never know.
Happy 600. Many thanks for the huge world of music that we never knew existed. There's always something new. We're looking forward to show 1,000 in about 7.68 years. Cheers to Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn and the entire staff of Punky Radio. Postscript, bring back Joe as a guest on your show.
Yes, right. So, first up, thank you very much for calculating how long we have to stay alive for to get to 1,000 shows.
Not happening.
And secondly, I did get in touch with Jo after reading that comment to find out whether she would like to pop along sometime to be a guest on the show again. You have to go a long way back to hear Jo on the show, but she was remarkably popular. I think it was just a girl's voice. And as far as the introducing you to loads of music you hadn't heard before, to be brutally honest with you, we hadn't heard of it either. It comes as a surprise to me every week that there's so much brilliant music out there that lands in my email, as it used to land, as you know, and on my doorstep. I used to get all insist on CDs, and I had to change my mind because my house was getting full. So yes, it all arrives electronically now, but it's an absolute surprise to me, and I'm so glad that we can play it after all this time.
Yes, music's consistently good. I think the jail one, I might be wrong, but I don't tend to be. I think it's one of the first shows we have publicly available.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because we had this, we started in July 2005, but there's about a year, isn't there, of like shows that we've kind of removed. I think Joe might be one of the first ones that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think April 2006.
So if you go back to 2006 on our website, then you'll probably find the show that Joe was in pretty easily.
Yep.
And you can decide for yourselves whether she deserves to come back or not.
I do wonder if the Norm one's on there or not. I can't remember when Norm came on. That might be lost. I can't remember.
I don't remember the Norm one.
I remember Norm coming on.
Tony, I can't remember what I did last week.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Happy 600. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. And also, did I mention last week that Ash in the Duke's Arms, and hello to everyone in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Said that he was really thankful for the show and really enjoyed listening to it, and it actually reminded him a bit of when he used to listen to John Peel when he was a teenager, in that he'd just hear loads and loads of new music he'd never heard before but liked. And you know what, that is kind of what I wanted to achieve with this, not for any second saying that we're anything like John Peel, but we've got the same modus operandi. Everything is new. Oh, the one track.
Yeah,
and everything is new and everything is as alternative as we dare play.
We've played a fair bit of alternative stuff. I think that's fair to say.
We really have.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks to Ash and thanks to you lot for the comments, and do feel free to get in touch with the Facebook and all that. Right, Tony, I'm going to do some gothic bracketing for you now.
Ooh.
I have some phrases, don't I?
Yeah.
Gothic bracketing. So, band we're about to play are bracketing the next track in parentheses with some more gothic business that will be happening after the. So, hold it, you'll work it out.
Right.
This band we played before, Tony, a band called Chambers, and they are. They've invented their own genre, which is Sister Doom music.
Right.
It's Yorkshire Sister Doom music. So, it's not goth, it's not rock and roll, it's not punk, it's not garage, it's Sister Doom, Tony.
Right.
And they brought out a new track, and it's called Sister Doom, just in case you were in any doubt about it.
Right, okay.
What is Chambers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Chambers Band.
Facebook.com/UK Chambers. Paulie Vincent 2, Tony 2. This is a happy track. This is Sister Doom.
Sisters of Doom.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chambers and Sister Doom there, although obviously it's going Sisters of Doom in it, but it's Sister Doom. And we kind of play a Chambers track when we get sent one.
Right.
So if we get sent another one, we'll probably play it again.
Okay.
But that is the first section, that is the first bracket in our Gothic parentheses, Tony.
Right.
I know. Quite weird, really. And an interesting juxtaposition. After Hell Yeah by Bob Wayne.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for your
input. I don't know what that means, but yes.
Well, of course not. Now,
I'm not all fancy like you.
You're not all fancy like me, Tony. Because I am quite the fancy Dan. Did you do anything last week?
I'm continuing on my detox. Which is wonderful.
Are you sure it's wonderful?
No.
Right, so why isn't it wonderful? What's happened to you? Or what is the good lady's opinion on what's happening to you since you started being all healthy?
Well, yesterday I had a migraine and I've been in bed all day today. And I do get the occasional migraine, but my good lady does think it's part of the detox. It's kind of my body rejecting all the goodness.
Yes.
Which is charming, if that is true.
I think it's very likely, Tony, that my body rejects all goodness.
At all times. Yeah. So I think
there is
retox.
Absolutely no way that I would be going through the kind of rubbish you're going through just to feel worse.
Retox is in order, I think.
I think retox, very definitely. I think a night of pizza and rum for you, my friend.
Oh, pizza rum.
There you go. Mm. A rum pizza.
Yeah.
I'll have a rum pizza, please. Why? I'm retoxic.
What did you do last week?
Well, I toxed.
Excellent.
Excellent. I toxed incredibly. Last Tuesday, I drove up to Newcastle, where I left my car at my friend Graham's house, and after a brief glass of wine, then got the Metro, the Newcastle Metro, into town to go from Newcastle Central Station up to Edinburgh, where I got to Edinburgh at 10 to 9. I was in the pub at 5 to 9 with my good friend Frank Galbraith on Edinburgh Festival business, and on Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday, me and Frank had a lot of meetings or non-meetings, all in bars. Some of the things that happened included not going to bed till 5 in the morning, and on the Wednesday night in Bannerman's in Edinburgh, seeing a band called Love Hate, who I wasn't familiar with before, and are kind of one of those sort of classic late 80s, I'd say late 80s hair metal bands, but they're not really, because they're more rock, I suppose. But because I wasn't aware of their work, I was very pleased to find out that Christian, who is the manager of Bannerman's, was playing bass in the band for them. But what I didn't realise was not only would he know how to play bass on a seminal album of theirs that came out 25 years ago, but also he'd know all the words, as would everyone else in the crowd except me.
Wow.
It was amazing. Everyone was just singing along to every song. I was going, wow, this band are much, much bigger than I'd realised. Had a great time. Meanwhile, in the bar where I was nipping in and out of course, as I was toxing, was my mate Kevin with his two lesbian friends who were having a bit, because one of their sisters was a big fan of the band. So she'd gone in to watch the band with me and my friend Livy, who'd come down from Fife and hello to Livy. Meanwhile, they were outside with Kevin and the girls were going for it. Every time I walked out, the number of glasses were increasing on their end of the bar. When the gig finished, I went out to buy me and Kevin a drink, and the barmaid said to me, I'm sorry, I'm not serving you anymore. I went, what? She said, I'm not serving you anymore. And I said, why not? And she went, because you guys on that corner of the bar have had too much to drink. And I went, I've not been on that corner of the bar, I've been in watching the band. And I looked round, and the girls were basically falling over each other, falling over their own drinks, falling off chairs, falling on Kevin, falling off Kevin and falling over. I went, look, if you like, I can get those girls out. And she went, no, there's no need to do that. They're just not having any more to drink. I went, okay. Then one of them came to the bar and said, two bottles of water, please. And we're all very nice. And everyone was okay. And we just left. And it was fine.
Okay, excellent.
On the Friday, I finished up in Edinburgh with a couple of pints with Frank, and then I got the train back to Newcastle, where I was met by my friend Graham, having successfully navigated the Met Raw again. Graham and I, and, well, I thought we were going out with him and his relatively new wife, Caroline, but instead, we got a cab with her towards Tynemouth, but me and Graham were dropped off at a pub called Low Lights. Now, the Low Lights Tavern, Tony, I went to about 20 years ago with Graham's dad, and it was one of the roughest, most scariest pubs I've ever been in, ever, full of really, really dodgy fishermen drinking rum at 4 a.m. When they just knocked off shift, planning to do it all day, of course. And even though there was no violence the day I was there, you could tell there would be. It was one of those bars where the only woman in it was working behind it.
Right, okay.
Right. So I went back in there with our Graham and thought, is this a great idea? He went, yeah, it's great, it'd be great fun. Went in, Tony, it's only become some sort of hipster gastro pub.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ. When I went in there 20-odd years ago, I was scared of every single person in there. When I returned 20-odd years later, I reckon I was the scariest bloke in there.
Sign of the times.
Shocking. Then, oh, no, I know I'm rattling on here, but so then I came back here and I had Saturday night off, so obviously I went to the pub and had a right old time there. And then on Sunday, I thought I'd dry out for a few days. But then on Sunday afternoon, I noticed a Facebook status saying, I've had some people drop out of a heat for the English Comedian of the Year in Ashby de la Zouche, Tony.
Ooh.
I said, I'm available. Next thing I know, the bloke organising the gig had picked me up. I'm driving down there, did the gig that night. And because obviously it's a competition and they've got like, they had 12 acts on. And every single one of those acts, bar me, was very excited about it, had prepared properly for it and was very nervous about it. And I was just going down there to fill up a gap. And I had 4 or 5 pints before I went on stage. At the end of the night, when they're announcing the winners, I'm outside having a fag, don't know what's happened, walk back in, and all these people start shaking my hand. I came second. I've gone through. I've gone through, Tony. I'm in the next round. I'm in the semi-final of the English Comedian of the Year. That was not supposed to happen. Right? I think quite a few other people there who were in the competition were quite disappointed that I'd gone through as well. And what was particularly funny about this was that you only had 7 minutes each. I'm not used to doing 7 minutes. I got to 7 minutes and I was basically, when you've done too long or when you're in danger of doing too long, you get a light, and when that light comes on, you have to get off the stage. I got the light before I'd finished the routine that I'd gone on to do. So I had to stop. So my closing bit was, if you'd like to hear the rest of the routine, see me in the car park afterwards. And I just walked off. Came second. So anyway, that was my week.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Going to play a track from the vaults now, Tony. This is the penultimate track we're going to be playing from the Cherry Red 4-CD box set Action Time Vision, which has 111 tracks on it, but as discussed over recent weeks, is wildly inaccurate about one of the bands.
It is.
We're going to let it go. It got it right about the other 110.
We think.
This is a great seminal punk band that were formed in 1976 and just had their 40th birthday. They've kept going all the way through. Band called 999, Tony, that have had a couple of classic punk songs, of which this is one. What is 999's website?
999band.com.
Good idea. It's actually the words 999.net, and that's the English ones, not the German ones. So it's nine.net. All right.
Okay.
Important thing is it's Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 2. I'm winning again.
That's all right.
No, I don't mean with you. I mean after what happened in Ashby de la Zouche. So in this case, I will probably come second, which on this show is losing. Anyway, Tony, important thing is Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 2. This is I'm Alive.
Don't lie.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 999 and I'm Alive. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Woohoo! Yep, thanks, be good. If you do have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how many to watch them play, who are they playing with. Do get your gigs in. I've had quite a few this week, so I will crack on. Obviously, the big one, TNS Records, their final tour is this weekend, the final gigs of it. Friday night, this Friday the 17th, The Maze in Nottingham. That's with One Q Unit, Fatest Idea, Rough Wreck, Riot and Revenge of the Strike Straight Man, and they finish up at The Exchange in Bristol on Saturday night. So that comes, that brings that whole tour to the end.
So for the second time this show, I'm using the word penultimate. That is the penultimate gig on Friday, and we will be there.
We will be there.
We're going to be there. I've obviously done nothing about guest listing, so we might have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Yeah, four great bands, all of which I've seen before. It's going to be a brilliant night at The Maze this Friday. I had the opportunity to go and see them last Friday in Newcastle, but obviously I went to the Lowlights Tavern instead.
Right, okay.
Because Graham and Caroline aren't really into punk rock as much as I am. So I didn't get a chance to see him there, but I will be more than making up for it on Friday. Although I do have to watch the drink a bit, but I'll tell you about that in the next section of the show.
Okay.
All right, you got any more?
Yep. So Jonathan right. Beach Boys have been in touch.
Has he really? Just after we play Stealth Bomber, that's marvellous.
There you go. So they're playing at the Gunners in Islington this Saturday with Jelly and Electricity. Electricity comes from other planets. Free admission. So that's the Gunners in Islington. Do check that out.
That's a bargain.
It is. Can't beat that.
Does that conclude?
It doesn't. No, I've got another one.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint. It's like all of our favourite people are here for the 600th show, Tony.
I like it. So a couple of gigs coming up. A venue in Brighton called Patterns, which is at the Marine Parade in Brighton. So this Friday, the Amazons are playing. And then on Saturday, the Spitfires. So do check that out can. So then the Marine Parade, the venue's called Patterns. So if you're
we
in Brighton
area. We played the Spitfires
area,
a couple of times last year. And their first album was very, very mod and very, very up our street. But the second album, not as much. So we didn't play as much off the second album. But they're a cracking live band.
There you go. Yeah, we started in 2012. Yeah. Check £12.50. Wow. Do check them out.
Does that conclude it?
It does.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Gigtastic!
600. Woo!
Lots of gigs.
Yeah. Interesting fact, Tony, if you're remotely interested, is that track 4 that we played by Chambers, which was called Sister Doom, is 6.66 megabytes or whatever it is.
Right.
Which brings me nicely onto the fact of the next band we're playing in our gothic bracketing, which is Priest. This is a Stockholm goth electronica solo artist that I picked out especially for Fatboy.
Oh, he loves his goth.
He really does. He's a big fan. This guy looks terrifying. He wears one of those rubber gimp masks with the spikes on.
Right.
Makes him look a bit like a dangerous, sexy Hellraiser.
Wow, the best kind of Hellraiser.
They are the best kind. He looks absolutely terrifying. He's got that on, and then he's got a Vickers dog collar and all that. Worth checking out the Facebook page, which is Tony.
Facebook.com/priestband.
Facebook.com/priestofficial.
Huh.
See what you think of this. Poorly being on the internet for Tony 2. This is The Pit. listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Priest and the Pit and the completion of our gothic parentheses on this week's show.
Nice.
Three tracks still to go. You're going to love them all. I'm telling you that now. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I should probably continue in ruining my body with detoxification. And then ending the week by retoxing it.
Oh, thank heavens for that. You're going to have a drink this Friday.
I might have the one. They do hummus in glasses.
Tony. Yeah, of course they do.
Yay.
Of course, vodka and hummus is a terrific mix.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously going to Maze Friday. If we can get in, I'm sure we can. They can't sell out. I don't think I've ever known a Maze to sell out.
Well, you just don't know, do you?
You don't know.
Advance tickets are £7, so maybe we could buy advance tickets.
That would be an idea.
That would be what, because it's £10 on the door, I think. So it's a £3 saving, Tony.
Well, that's 30%.
It's fine. It's in the bag. I'll be at the Maze on Friday, but I'll have to watch my own drinking, Tony.
Okay.
Because at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, I have to drive down to Stansted Airport so I can go to Oslo for my first gig in a new venue. It's a new venture for me. The venue's called Horgan's. Now, it's on a street called Hegda Halsveien, I think, or something, which makes me think of Hector's house.
Right.
And the show features Matthew Bayliss and Steve Day. Matthew Bayliss is a posh comic who has been likened to Simon Evans by none other than me.
Right.
Simon Evans is very, very good. So is Matthew Bayliss. The other act on is Steve Day, who is the UK's premier deaf comedian.
Okay.
And I said to Matthew Bayliss, I hope you don't mind, but you two are going to be sharing a hotel room. Is that all right? And he said, yeah, it'll be fine. It's not like he's going to hear me snoring. Fair enough, isn't it?
That's fair enough.
The problem he's got is if Steve Day snores, because he's not going to be able to tell him to shut up. He's going to have to prod him. And a man should not prod another man in a hotel room.
No.
Hotel room should be a prod-free zone without consent, as far as I'm concerned.
Definitely without consent.
Yeah,
with consent, prod away.
Yeah, so you can find out more about that via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, and I hope to see some of you there, and I will report back next week on how the show went, because I've got no idea how it's going to go to.
Excellent.
And that reminds me as well that I need to locate a microphone stand in Oslo. So if you are in possession of a microphone stand and you are in Oslo, maybe you could come along to the show on Saturday. Otherwise, we haven't got a microphone stand. By the sound of things. Right, Tone, shall I play two songs in a row again?
That would be good.
All right, stay tuned for a band we've never played before called The Weeks. But first up, a band we have played before, and recently, in fact, Amsterdam punk rock, Tony. Or rather, Amsterdam stroke Leiden punk rock, if you're going to be absolutely specific about this. A band called Black Volvo. Now, I think we heard about these, and I think these have come through TNS Records as well. Got a feeling.
Right.
Great band, Tony. Really catchy track as well. Pretty harsh. It's kind of harsh, but catchy. How about that?
Like it.
What is Black Volvo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Black Volvo.
Facebook.com/Black Volvo Rock. Paulie B Internet 5, Tony 2, and this is Drunk Train.
Brings people up, brings people down, makes you happy, clears your throat. Straight on the right, walk on the left, all through the train with smiles just left.
Stop. it.
Yeah, I drank myself to sleep. Feels a proper weed. Yeah, I know it's sad to say, but things never go to way. Finish my glass and make my time to run my hand. And call it God, I know it's sad to say. I wish I was my weed boy.
Listen to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Wishing My Week Away by The Weeks, who are from Jackson, Mississippi, and are kind of glam rock. They've brought out they appear to have brought out a kind of, they've got a new album coming out, but they brought out a kind of a best of, but with some obscure tracks on it as well, from the, including the new album and the last two albums, and it's really, really good. And they are described as being sometimes like Thin Lizzy, sometimes like Dinosaur Jr., sometimes this, sometimes that, but they are basically glam rock. And that track reminded me a little bit of the Libertines, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, what I'd like to know is, Tony, because you can find out more about them by their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/TheWeeksBand.
Facebook.com/TheWeeksMusic. Paulie the Internet 6, Tony 2. There's no way back for you, Tony. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just like some kind of a winner this week. It won't last. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Cowabunga.
Exactly. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. It is that simple. All twats food with thanks. And keep them coming. I've got a couple of them already, so thank you very much to who's emailed me. I'll even have them next week. I can tell you now, I will have
keep
them
your
next
twats
week.
Coming.
Keep them coming. So yeah, this week George's been back in touch.
Hello, George.
He says, hello, Tony. nice to see that a bit of Supreme Court Brexit twatting can provoke a bemoaning response. A small rebellion from the normally meek and mild Tony, suitably and rightly crushed by his royal dictatorship, Paulie B.
That's correct.
Hopefully this one will be a little less controversial. Please can you twat John Terry of Chelsea for splashing pictures of his palatial home all over Instagram, and then him and his missus on a skiing holiday, and then him being surprised to get home and find he's been robbed. Not that I have anything against Mr. Terry, but in an age where our massively overrated poof ballers are getting robbed on match days, surely it's a bit stupid to advertise you're away for a week skiing. All the best, George the Devon Dogger.
His mum was done for shoplifting, wasn't she?
Years ago.
And it was quite weird, but it was like it was kind of a compulsive thing where, and she was out walking around a supermarket with a trolley full of stuff and just strolled out with it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder got done as well at one point.
Oh, sorry?
Winona Ryder, I think it did. She got done with shoplifting as well.
Yeah, she was a compulsive shoplifter, wasn't she, as well?
I think so, yeah.
It's a weird thing. But never mind that. Look, it's not nice to be broken into.
It's not.
At all. But there are steps you can do to avoid getting broken into, one of which is the illusion that you're at home. And if you post photographs of your brilliant house and then post photographs of you being on holiday, you give away a massive clue that you're not there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just take a little bit of a care.
It is. That's a massive twatting coming his way right now.
Yeah. So for advertising the fact he was on holiday and giving a little bit of a window of opportunity to certain burglars, John Terry of Chelsea
is a twat. And as a 600th twatting, that's quite a good one.
There you go. Uncontroversial, that's what we like.
On the show, Tony.
What's that, sorry?
We've got one last song on the show, Tony.
Oh, dear.
That's it. Have you got anything else you need to deal with before we crack on?
I don't think so.
Well, in that case, let's crack on. So our friends in Las Vegas, Squid Hat Records, that we play tracks from their bands regularly on the show because we love a bit of Las Vegas punk.
We do.
Have brought out a 1977 tracks covers album by all the, not all, but by a lot of the bands in the Las Vegas area. Right. And one of the tracks is by The Gashers. And it's a cover version of a Sex Pistols song that was on the seminal Never Mind the Bollocks. And we're going to play it right now. It's one that is free to download. Now, I don't think the other tracks aren't free, and it has come out as a vinyl album, so I don't know whether the downloads are available for it. You will be able to find out more, Tony, by visiting The Gashers' website, which is
TheGashersLV.com?
TheGashers.com, Tony. Paulie B. Internet 7, Tony 2. This is wonderful. This is No Feelings.
Yeah.
That's about the size of it for what's been our 600th show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed pretty much making the last 600. There were a couple of wobbles along the way.
Yeah, a bit.
But in general, it's been a journey, Tony.
It's been intense.
And if this is your first time you've listened to the show, you've got 599 to catch up on, which must be awful. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that still carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And thank you to them for carrying the show for so long. Thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you to everyone in the Duke's Arms. I say everyone, thanks to the remaining people in the Duke's Arms by the end of the show. There could have been some walkouts. I just don't know. I'll have news about the Duke's Arms on next week's show as well, although I will just mention now that because they hear this show a week late, that for the people in the Duke's Arms only, this Thursday there's a comedy night on, but I think they've already sold out the tickets, Tom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fantastic. So well done to Steve and well done to everyone in there, and hello to Ash as well in the Duke's Arms, and hello. I hope you enjoyed this show as much as ever. I hope to see some of you at the Maze on Friday when you will see me and Tony in the flesh, and also hopefully see some of you at Horgan's in Oslo this Saturday when, quite bizarrely, for someone of my standing, despite the fact I am now not a winner but a runner-up in stand-up comedy, I will be performing there. That's been going 4 years. Look, I've had enough. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
But you guys.